high above ringside at Bridgestone Arena in Nashville, Tennessee. This is Tuesday, March 26, 2024, and this is Vegas Golden Knights hockey. Predators get it in on the far side. They're wearing their mustard yellow uniforms with dark blue numbers and pants. Left circle shot, glove save. Patera to his right, snatches it and holds on. 23 seconds in. O'Reilly to the corner in a centering pass. Did not connect by Gus Nyquist. Vegas breaks out. Marchessault to Eichel, 2-on-1. Eichel feeds right. Score! Barbashev! Vegas takes a 1-0 lead. Marchessault to Eichel to Barbashev. A long-distance tic-tac-toe setup. The Knights score in transition and take a 1-0 lead. And it's just the third time in 18 games that Nashville has surrendered a game's first goal. Far side in the D zone for Lausanne. It's a takeaway and a loose puck loved out of the air by Mantha after Brett Howden shot it. Now Howden scores! Saros never saw it. Mantha puts it in front, and Vegas has taken a 2-0 lead. Knights are in the midst of changing forwards. Brett Howden finds himself unmarked in front of the net. Saros didn't even react. Puck was in the back of the cage. Howden's seventh of the season. And in the first 5 minutes and 8 seconds, the Knights have two goals. Eichel whips it across to the right side and a centering pass save. Saros, turning to his left, prevented that pass from Amadio from getting to a Golden Knight. Paul Cotter now gets the pass. Fans on a shot near a circle. Stick check, loose puck. Pig fires it high. Rebound off the back of the cage. Amadio is there. Amadio centers for Cotter. Knocked away. Rebound goes in behind the net. Predators break in 3-on-2. Evangelista towards the goal. He's bodied off. Oh, a kick save! Patera stops Jankowski. Hanifin takes it in the slot. He shoots off the skate. Rebound. Big save, Saros. Pig on the rebound. He shoots. And another stop by Saros. Great looks for the Golden Knights. One from in tight, one from out high. Not yet here in Nashville, though.
Yeah.
As Cotter works it out in front. Deflected. Theodore scores! 3-0 Vegas. Shea Theodore, first goal since returning from injury, remains a point per game. Theodore found the puck on the right side of the slot. The lefty pulls the trigger. Theodore with a terrific run. 5 goals on the season, but he's got 37 points in 37 games, and now he's got 4 points in the last 3. Sissons, nearly sandwiched by Ben Hutton and Paul Cotter, as the clock runs out on the first period. Knights scored 3 times in the first period. It's the first time the Knights have 3 goals or more in the first period since they did it in San Jose on February 19th. 3-0, a Vegas lead. Hi, Shea, Dan Duva here in the radio booth. Thanks very much for coming by. What did you think of your team's first period?
Yeah, I thought we got off to a good start. You know, we were playing hard. I think, Yuri made some big stops, to keep us alive, and we definitely capitalized on our chances.
Yeah, no doubt. Ivan Barbashev gets that first goal. That was a long-distance transition and critical to get that first one. What did you see on that play?
Yeah, I think we did a good job, getting up to the far blue, and obviously Jack's the guy that can make a pass like that.
Yeah, and Shea, you've been racking up the assists to the tune of 32 in 37 games, including today. But you get one in the back of the net. What happened on the goal scoring play for you?
Yeah, I think you just took the puck to the net. Obviously, it found me, and I had a pretty good shot.
Yeah, and what does it mean to you, Shea, to get, you've been racking up the points, but to put the puck in the goal, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, obviously it feels like it's been a while, but I think more importantly, I'm just trying to focus on my own game and, my two-way game with the puck.
Tied up by Nicholas Watt. Beat right circle, a shot, save Patera, and the rebound swept away. All the way down from Nicholas Hague. Preds break out. It's a 5-on-5 transition play. Fake. Kick save. Patera. Rebound off the side of the cage. Picked up by the Knights. What a chance for Tyson Berry right out of the box. Watt turns down to the corner. Spins off a check from Yossi. Mantha centers the shot. Save. Great chance for Brent Howden on a pass from Mantha. It's a pseudo power play here. Now Cotter on the back check. Knocks down a pass, it leads to a 2-on-1. Amadio comes in on the right, he shoots, kick save, rebound, and another save. Centering pass, Amadio knocked away. Novak across the line, loses an edge, feeds Evangelista, put it on goal, kick save. Patera with his left skate makes that stop. Get the puck, and he does so in the circle, then he gives it away. Here's a chance for the Preds, big save by Patera. Anthony Beauvillier in his first game as a Pred against the Knights with a steal and a glorious scoring chance. Skated across the ice by Tommy Novak. Around to the right wall, Howden tried to drag it out towards center, but could not. Evangelista centers the shot, score! Mark Jankowski from Luke Evangelista, and the Preds are on the board, now trailing the Knights 3-1. 5:27 to go in the second period. Well, that line that we were talking about earlier, Evangelista, Novak, and Jankowski had some of the early chances. Not as noticeable of late, but here they get the Preds' first goal. Hannafin reaches in. Into the circle with a pass out high. Taken away by Mantha. Coming out to the neutral zone. Warded off. Hannafin, a two-on-one. Hannafin for Carlson. He scores! Mantha, Hannafin, Carlson. 4-1 Vegas. 56 seconds to go in the second. The Knights answer right back. Just a few minutes after Jankowski got Nashville on the board. Vegas scores in transition. William Carlson, 2 points today. His 25th goal, preceded by his 24th assist. 49 points for Carlson. And what do you know? It's the new guys, Mantha and Hannafin, setting up the play. Connor back for Stevenson, but wide and back behind the net. 3 seconds, and that'll do it for the period. 40 minutes complete in Nashville, and the Knights lead 4-1 against the Predators. Let's go downstairs now and welcome William to the broadcast. Well, Dan and Gary in the radio booth, thanks for joining us. Wow, it's been an offensive night for the group so far with 4 goals, but what do you see overall in tonight's game?
Yeah, a bit back and forth there. They have some chances too. So, I mean, I know it's 4-1, but it was pretty even that period, I'd say.
Pretty great play by Mantha through the neutral zone to hold on to that puck. You're starting to play with him a little bit. He's got 4 assists in his last handful of games. What do you think of his game?
I think he's more comfortable for each game. Ever since we've been put back together, I think we've been playing pretty well. So he's doing a lot of good things, and you know that assist was one of them.
Yuri Patera arrives on the scene, and boy, he's been sharp.
Yeah, to say the least. He's been doing great so far. Just help him out, and hopefully it stays at one.
Well, with a big streak, as you know, for the Preds, the standings just 3 points ahead of you. You feel that coming into this one, the significance of today's game?
We know what's at stake, so nothing new to us. We take one game at a time. That's how we have to look at it.
It's Yuri Patera in goal for the Knights. Howden in front, shoots, saved by Soros. Rebound drive from Hague, saved. And it goes wide off the carom. Kolesar hope for the rebound at the left goal line, but Soros covers to his right and has the whistle. Knights are 2 points back of the Kings, 3 points back of the Edmonton Oilers. From the left corner, a centering try, rebound, score! Nyquist centered, Patera got a stick on it, but then it's hammered home. O'Reilly, 4-2 Vegas. Predators have pulled within a pair. 14:08 to go in the third period. Came down to the ice. Eichel in the middle, fakes the slap shot, cuts ahead and shoots. Glove save. Soros holds on, snatches it up by his left ear, plays it into the near corner in the night zone. Hannafin challenged by Zucker. Predators get a takeaway. Loose puck comes out in front. Patera knocked over, and the puck is in the goal. It's a one-goal game with 7:43 to play in the third. Knights could not get the puck through the neutral zone. Roman Josi begins the play, and eventually it's number 9, Philip Forsberg, to make it the third goal for Nashville. 2 of them here in the third period, and they're 1 goal shy of the Knights' 4 goals. Hip check from Zucker on Hannafin, and then Zucker went right to the net. It was sitting at the goal line as the goaltender Patera was knocked over. The question is, was there enough contact for goaltender interference precipitated by Zucker? There is conversation at the Vegas bench. Referee is over there. That is Carter Sandlack talking with Bruce Cassidy.
Vegas is challenged, but the play was offside.
Oh. Interesting. And now we're seeing it in slow motion. I think it's offside.
I have to tell you, it looks like it is offside and ever so closely offside. But, you know, it had no impact on the play. But
after
here's the call.
After review determined that the play was onside, we have a good goal.
I mean, close enough is my feeling on that. it had no impact on the play whatsoever. If you're just a hockey fan, you want that goal to count. Now, from a Vegas point of view, you certainly did not want that goal to count. Now it's a one-goal game. Left circle down to the goal line. Shot save. Rebound loose. O'Reilly feeds left. And a shot. Score! Nyquist ties it. Power play goal with 7 minutes to go in the third. Three markers here in the third period in the span of just about 8 minutes. 4-4. Brand new hockey game. A power play goal for Nashville.
And Vegas had chances to clear this puck, and they couldn't. And Nyquist is just allowed to stand there. He's got a ton of time, and he fakes once and then shoots. He goes short side, and Patera is—he's over there. He's looking at him. He just can't stop him.
Cotter comes in and shoots. Saves Saros. The loose puck was in front, but nobody could propel it through Saros down to the butterfly, and is cleared down by Nashville. In his own zone, Lozat stripped by Eichel. He shoots, save, rebound. Comes right through Barbashev. He was checked from behind. Hanifin can't keep the zone. 5 seconds. It's going to come into the ninth zone, and the clock is going to run out. And it's another point for the Predators. 4-4. It's also notable that the Knights get a standings point. As much as you'd love to bring the streak to an end, the Knights are trying to extend the cushion over the teams chasing them in St. Louis and Minnesota. Vegas and Nashville 4-4 through 60 minutes. Nashville comes in. Forsberg opens up in the left circle. The righty brings it into the slot. Theodore staying with him. Handoff in the slot, a double handoff. Josi charges right out in front. He scores! Roman Josi in overtime. It's a 5-4 Predators win. Four unanswered goals to defeat the Golden Knights. Three in the third, and then Josi, 40 seconds into the extra frame, his 19th goal of the season, extending his scoring streak to 7 games. The Knights won the opening draw, but gave it away just inside the Predators' line. The only shot in the overtime period is the game-winning goal for Roman Josi. That's the first against the Knights in his career. Lots of points against Vegas, but the first time he has scored a goal against Vegas. And it is another victory for Nashville. Their sixth in a row and 43rd of the season. Two of them against the Golden Knights. This one in overtime.